Hi, my dear students. My name's Jana. I'm from the Czech Republic. And I work as an English teacher. I love my job because it is very creative. I think I am creative too. It means I love to try to do new things. And this video is a new thing. It is my new experiment. Because I won't speak Czech in it. I will not speak Czech in this video. I will speak only English. I'll speak English. I will speak and you will listen. You will listen to me and try to understand. You will listen and you will try to understand what I am saying. And that's not all. That is not all. It is not everything. You will also try to answer my 9 questions. I'm going to ask you 9 questions and you will try to answer them. You'll try to answer my 9 questions. Here is my first question. Question number 1. When I say I'm thirsty, I am thirsty. It means I want to drink. I am thirsty. I want to drink. And now, what does it mean when I say I'm hungry? When I say I am hungry, it means I want to eat. To eat is the right answer. I'm thirsty. I want to drink. I'm hungry. I want to eat. And now my second question. Question number 2. My mom has a sister. And her sister has 2 children. My mother has a sister who has 2 children. And these children are my... Guess what? My mother's sister's children are my cousins. Cousins is the correct answer. Let's move on to my third question. Question number 3. I live in Czechia. The Czech Republic is the country where I live. And the capital of our country is Prague. The capital of the Czech Republic is Prague. But I learn French. It is my hobby. I learn French in my free time. And I have a dream. One day, I'd like to visit the capital of France. My dream is to visit the capital of France. And what is the capital of France? It is my third question. Tell me what the capital of France is. Of course, it is Paris. The right answer to the third question is Paris. And now my fourth question. question number 4. I usually take a shower before I go to bed. Before going to bed, I take a shower. I take a shower before bed. And after the shower, my body is wet. My body is wet after the shower. My body is wet and I need to dry it. I need to dry my body after the shower. And what do I use? What do I need to use if I want to dry my body after the shower? I need to use just one thing, and it is a towel. A towel is the right answer. You use a towel if you want to dry your body. And now let's move to the fifth question. Question number 5. Imagine you are watching a movie. You are watching a movie and you are crying. It means the movie is sad. When you cry, it is sad. But now imagine you are watching a movie and you are laughing. When you cry, it is sad. But when you laugh, it is funny. You cry when something is sad, and you laugh when something is funny. Now my sixth question. Question number 6. Imagine a situation. Imagine a situation when someone offers you something. Somebody offers you something and you say no. If you say no to the offer, it means that you refuse. To say no to somebody that offers you something means to refuse somebody's offer. And now imagine the opposite. Imagine the opposite situation. Someone offers something to you. For example, someone offers you a drink and you say yes. So now you don't refuse, but you, guess what? Accept. Accept. To accept means to say yes to someone's offer. The seventh question. Question number 7. You have chili. And when you add chili to your food is hot. Add chili to your food. You put chili into your food. Then your food is hot. And what happens when you add sugar to your food? You add sugar to your food. Then your food is not hot, but it is sweet. If you put sugar or honey into your food, it is sweet. Sweet is the correct answer. Question number 8. It is summer. Now it is summer. And it is really hot outside. It's hot outside. And it's hot in my room too. It is really hot in my room. And I don't want to work. In this weather, I don't want to work. I don't feel like working in this weather. I just want to lie on the couch and do nothing. I only want to lie on the couch and I want to do nothing. I don't want to do anything. Just to lie on the couch. So it means that I am very... I am lazy. I am really lazy today. You are not. You are not lazy today. You aren't lazy because you are practicing your English. And now I have the last question for you. Question number 9. The year has 4 seasons. Now it is summer. The season now is called summer. It is summer. But what was the season before? Now it is summer. And before summer, it is always spring. Spring is the correct answer. We have 4 seasons. Spring, summer, autumn in British English, or fall in American English, and winter. Spring, summer, autumn, winter. It was the last question, and this is the end of the quiz. This is the end of the quiz, and before the end of the video, I would like to ask you to let me know how much you understand when I speak English. When I speak only English, do you understand? And how much do you understand? 50%, 70%, 90%, or everything? Please inform me in the comment section below how much you understand when I speak only English. And if you like this new style of videos, please give me a thumb up, and then I will know you want to have more videos of this kind. If you give me a thumb up, I will know you want more videos like this one.